Hello and welcome to StarCast from Planet Waves. My name is Eric Francis Coppolino, the host of PlanetWaves.fm and the author of the Planet Waves Horoscope. Welcome to a new edition. Today's program is for Monday, March 14th, 2022. And I am here with a look at the astrology through the full moon in Virgo, which takes place on the 18th. That's on Friday. At about 2:17 in the afternoon. So basically everything I say is going to be focused on warming up this event. We begin today with the moon in mid-Leo and the sun in late Pisces. If you're wondering what the astrology really consisted of over the past few days, that would have been the conjunction of the sun and Neptune. It's not really very easy to characterize things like a sun-Neptune conjunction, except to say that it can feel a little odd, a little psychic, and a little lunar. Neptune can have the feeling of a high-powered moon affecting the astral body. So its effect is a little bit off the normal physical spectrum of let's say sensations, and it's quite sensitive, and it can be delusional, and there can also be a fog surrounding this thing that is probably just about clearing by now. So meanwhile, the moon in mid-Leo has been making oppositions to various planets in Aquarius all day, and will continue to do so into tomorrow. Those include Mars in Aquarius, Mars at about 6.5 degrees of Aquarius, and Venus at about 7.5 degrees of Aquarius. They are still moving in a fairly close conjunction, about a little more than 1 degree. This Venus-Mars conjunction has gone on for many weeks, though it is now separating. Venus is picking up speed and has overtaken Mars as of about 1 week ago. Also, we have Mercury in Pisces, and that's at about 7.5 degrees. The degree is just the address. There's 30 degrees in every sign, so this is not about mathematics any more than, you know, the address 500 Wall Street is about mathematics. It's just the place where the planet is. So Mercury, again, seven or so, Pisces, working its way toward this group of planets that are inhabiting Pisces. So there'll be a lot of Pisces activity over the next few weeks, even as the sun exits Pisces on the Aries equinox in a few days. Okay, so what else happening before we move into the next stage of the moon, which is the moon in Virgo? Let's see. Ah, here's an interesting one. This is slowly developing. The asteroid Pallas Athene, one of the more important asteroids, one of the earliest ever discovered asteroids, is approaching its conjunction to Chiron. Let's get a fix on that. It's coming up pretty soon, and it gains significance first of all because of the conjunction involves Chiron, and that is a noteworthy planet to have activated by an asteroid, and it's likely to bring out the themes in that asteroid in a very pronounced way. So the conjunction is today's Monday, so that's on Wednesday afternoon Eastern Time. All times in this podcast are Eastern Time, and I've been meditating on this Pallas Athene conjunct Chiron, and this is taking place in Aries, of course, and Chiron in Aries is the original, a sigil of identity politics. So this whole phenomenon of identity politics begins, midway through the Vietnam War protest era and in the very late 1960s, and it's fully gathered strength by the early 1970s, when essentially All politics are identity politics. And then through the 1970s, as Chiron moves through Aries, what was previously first a civil rights movement in the 1950s and 1960s, and then an anti-war movement in the late 1960s, fragments and becomes a million different movements, an environmental movement, a feminist movement, a black rights movement, a Latino movement, and many, many others. The New Age movement, right? That kind of fills in the role of spirituality. And all of these are associated with identity above all else, more than cause, more than purpose. The LGBT movement, right? The gay movement, right? It's not about being homosexual. Rather, it's the gay movement, right? So everything becomes a matter of movement politics. Movement politics are almost always identity politics. We're now at the Chiron return of all this movement and identity politics, and we can see the many ways in which this is just going to continue to, push the proverbial envelope and kind of go beyond the point of utility. But that's the world in which we live, and it comes with a whole bunch of baggage, such as, you know, if you don't wear a so-called mask, you are going to kill my grandmother. This is a convoluted, perverted concept of identity politics. The United States also has a kind of a political naivete to it that really has spread throughout the once free world. And so this comes up in the whole concept of the Pallas Athene conjunct Chiron in Aries aspect that is exact now and will be ultra extra special exact in about 2 days from now, again, on Wednesday. Not sure when you're listening. Okay, also on Wednesday, the moon enters Virgo at 12:58 a.m. EDT. So at about 1 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, overnight Tuesday to Wednesday, the moon enters Virgo, and we begin what I consider to be the official full phase. There are no strict definitions of this, but I consider all the time that the moon is in the opposite sign of the sun to be full phase. So this begins at just past midnight on the 16th. That is, again, overnight Tuesday to Wednesday. And there are a lot of planets in Aquarius and Pisces, which the moon will have been or is about to be making aspects to. So the moon is engaged in a long series of opposition aspects that goes on for about 4 or 5 days. This is not always the case, because the moon moves quickly and the planets are often splayed out in various places in the zodiac, but it happens to be that there's currently one from late Capricorn through late Aries. That's 90 degrees. Pluto, Vesta, Mars, Venus, Juno, Saturn, Mercury, Nessus, Jupiter, Neptune, the Sun, Pallas, and Chiron, and Eris. All of those are crammed in one little sector of the zodiac, and the moon is right now in the process of opposing all of them. So that is the tension in the air. It is the need for sane and reasonable dialogue, also the need to retreat and step out of actively engaged relationship. I know there's some people who are never alone, basically. That only partially makes up for the people who are almost always alone. But if you're one of those people who's almost never alone, make sure you get a break from being around people. If you're one of those folks who's often or almost always alone, get out and see what's going on in the world and engage with people. I know it hasn't been very appealing the past few years to do that, and we are emerging into a fairly recently remade world, and I do know that sometimes things can be a little bit difficult to recognize. Anyway, 1:58 a.m. Eastern Time on the 16th, Wednesday morning, the moon enters Virgo and begins to make a conjunction to the hypothetical trans Pluto, a very intense point of integration of inward focus and assembling the pieces and stitching and weaving things together. The moon will then oppose Mercury. That'll happen fairly early in the morning on Wednesday in most places. And then a series of oppositions to points kind of consecrate the full moon. So let's get into the weeds on that a little bit, and we'll start with the moon opposite Mercury. Moon opposite Mercury, March 16th at 10:08 p.m. daylight time. So that's Wednesday night Eastern time. And then from there, it is a very quick succession of oppositions that the moon is making to planets in Pisces, culminating with the moon opposite the sun in Pisces. So that's like, it is a series of, you could think of it as full moons, because the moon's at opposition and it's building toward, it's in full phase, it's building toward the exact opposition to the sun. And so that's a lot of Virgo and Pisces. A lot of Virgo and Pisces says, consider the inspiration side of things on one hand and the technical details on the other side of things. So Pisces Virgo is a very useful aspect because it is a way of integrating the technical side of things and the creative side of things. And pretty much anyone who is got some creative mojo going is in one way, shape, or form utilizing the Virgo Pisces axis. And it is soon about to be pretty much at its peak for this year, indicated by the presence of the sun. Short-lived though it will be, the sun only has about 6 days left in the last sign of the zodiac. All right, let's take a look at the chart for the full moon itself. That's moon opposite sun. The moon is opposite the sun at 3:17 a.m. on Friday, March 18th. So that's really, for most practical purposes, overnight Thursday to Friday or early Friday morning in points east, England, UK, UK, Europe, Eastern Europe, and so forth. Okay, so Eastern time, 3:17 a.m., the very late Virgo moon opposes the very late Pisces sun. This is interesting because the degrees are so late. The astrological events seem to gain a bit of intensity for being in the last few degrees of a sign. These are sometimes called the aneretic degrees, A-N-A-R-E-T-I-C, which essentially translates to a very potent and concentrated expression of transformational energy, i.e. change and an edgy quality and one thing becoming another thing. And the speed of these transitional events continues because very soon after the full moon, the moon enters Libra, really early on Friday morning. We'll get to that, and I'll end with that chart. And then the sun very soon enters Aries. So we are at the end of something. We are at the end of the solar year. The astrological year counts from the Aries equinox through, again, to the next Aries equinox. And so we are in this wrapping up phase. And we're also in the true disseminating phase of the season, whatever season that you might be in. When the sun is in a mutable sign, the energy of one season is giving way to the next season, and then there's always a power surge at the beginning of the new season. In this case, the spring is coming in the northern hemisphere. Imagine all of the energy that is released when all of those seed casings break and all of those hibernating plants come back to life and push out countless thousands of tons of biological matter, of biomass, sprouting forth into the physical plane and begin afresh the process of seasonal growth and photosynthesis and starting to suck the carbon dioxide out of the air and improve the air quality, because it's almost always good to have plants around, unless, of course, you're allergic to them. And that's most of what I've got to say to you. Let's just take one quick look at the sun entering Aries, and we'll cover that in more detail in Thursday or Friday's edition, whenever I get to it. The Sun enters Aries March 20th, 2022 at 11:33 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And what's going on with that? So we've got the Pallas Chiron conjunction still really tight. We've got the Venus-Mars conjunction still really tight. And at the time of the equinox, the Moon is in the very last dark minutes of Libra. And so it is about to change signs itself. So first the Sun changes signs, and then truly within about 10 minutes, the Moon changes signs. And we have a whole new season, a whole new day, and hopefully a gradually improving approach to life and to existence. Planet Waves is a subscriber service. I know this generally falls on deaf ears, but if you care about Planet Waves and you enjoy the astrology you hear and you like Planet Waves FM, and if you like reading my horoscopes, please get a core community membership, a very basic membership. We do give discounts to these, and I'm also planning to have the Aries birthday reading called Aries Studio in your hands fairly soon. Please check the front page for an ad and an announcement. Thank you for listening. Signing off from Kingston, New York, on the 14th of March at 5:30 p.m. This is Eric Francis. Stay in touch.